Well, checking sports around the area. First in wrestling last night, Atlantic picked up three victories as part of a meet over in Council Bluffs. Atlantic beat St. Albert 60-12. Atlantic over East Mills 57-21. Atlantic a 66-0 winner over West Harrison. East Mills beat St. Albert 42-16. St. Albert over West Harrison 42-24. And East Mills beat West Harrison 42-18. Also last night, Bedford Lennox over Southwest Iowa 60-6. Red Oak beat Southwest Iowa 54-15. Griswold downing Southwest Iowa 42-24. Bedford Lennox beat Red Oak 42-36. Bedford Lennox over Griswold 71-0. And Red Oak over Griswold 61-12. AHSTW picked up a trio of victories as the Vikings beat Audubon 54-15. AHSTW over Southwest Valley 81-0. And AHSTW beat West Central Valley 56-21. Audubon over Southwest Valley 36-30. It was 36 all. They win by criteria. And also West Central Valley beat Southwest Valley 42-33. Also in wrestling, Harlan over Shenandoah 57-19. Shenandoah beat Abe Lincoln 43-36. Shenandoah over Underwood 45-33. Harlan beat Abraham Lincoln 66-12. Harlan over Underwood 49-20. And Underwood beat Abe Lincoln 51-30. Also in wrestling last night, Missouri Valley, a winner over Bishop Heelan Catholic, 47-27. Mo Valley beat Trainer 54-21. And Missouri Valley over Westwood, 36-33. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Trainer, 45-36. Westwood beat Bishop Heelan 54-25. And Westwood over Trainer, 64-9. Also in wrestling last night, it was North Polk over Nottoway Valley, 39-36. Sadel beat Nottoway Valley, 45-16. And Van Meter over Nottoway Valley, 54-24. Move on to high school basketball now. Last night in boys Hawkeye 10 conference hoops, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 75-65 as Nate Moore led the Rams. Their outside shooting, really the difference in the game, is he picks up 25 points in that contest. Ryan Hawkins led Atlantic with a 27.12 rebound performance last night. It was Nebraska City over Shenandoah 69-64. Red Oak beat Clarinda 59-46 and St. Albert over Denison 64-48. In Western Iowa conference play last night, it was Trainer over Riverside 78-33. Audubon beat Tri-Center 61-55. IKM Manning topping Logan Magnolia 72-50. Blaine Lees had 18 points, leading AHSTW over Underwood 67-58, and Missouri Valley got by Griswold 56-44. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK topping CAM 67-46. Boyer Valley beat Woodbine 48-45. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Essex 66-61. Sydney topping Heartland Christian 75-10. Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 56-38. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Jackson Lamb had a big night for Nottoway Valley. 27 points, 10 rebounds, and a dozen assists, a triple-double, helping lead the Wolverines' 86-65 win over Bedford. Lennox beat Mount Air 60-46, East Union over Southwest Valley 58-56. Also in boys' hoops last night, another Rolling Hills Conference, our Rolling Valley Conference game, saw Glidden-Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 50-41. Also, it was Madrid over Guthrie Center 61-35, and Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 66-54. In girls' hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood holding off Atlantic 40-37. Danica Lucy had a big night with 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 block shots to help lead the way for the Rams. Shenandoah beat Nebraska City 71-27. Red Oak over Clarinda 56-42. St. Albert over Denison 71-51. Lewis Central beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 71-25. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Riverside 51-13. It was Tri-Center holding off Audubon 38-37. Danielle Elliott, 15 points, 11 rebounds for Tri-Center. IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia 53-44. Underwood, a winner over AHSTW, 68-28. Carly Larson had 18 to lead Underwood. Morgan Ekman led the Lady Vikes with 17. Matea Peters had 19 points to lead Griswold to a 45-31 win over Missouri Valley. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Exira EHK topping CAM 60-38. Charter Oak Ute over Arweva 56-50. Glidden-Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 53-29. Peyton Chernan over Southeast Valley 73-36. In the Corner Conference, Essex over Fremont Mills 38-26. Nish Nabotna beat South Page 57-10. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley 65-51 winners over Bedford. Mount Air beat Lennox 79-18, and Southwest Valley a 68-30 winner over East Union in girls' high school hoops last night. Also in girls' hoops, it was Des Moines Christian over Panorama 39-23, and Madrid beat Guthrie Center 49-38. In college men's hoops, Isaiah Taylor scored 28 points, including 5 in overtime, and Texas upset number 17 Iowa State 94-91 last night. Tevin Mack and Eric Davis scored 14 points each for the Longhorns, and Javon Felix added 13 as Texas made 13 three-pointers in that game. George Niang led Iowa State with 27 points, including 19 after halftime, but he missed a guarded three-point attempt as the game ended. Monte Morris scored 17 points for the Cyclones, and Deontay Burton had 14. Niang picked up his third foul with 6:10 remaining and left the game with Iowa State trailing by 10 points. When he returned less than 3 minutes later, the Cyclones were down 13. He scored 9 points in the next 6 minutes to rally Iowa State, and when Morris and Abdel Nader made consecutive baskets, they found themselves tied at 79 with 4 minutes left. Taylor and Connor Lammert responded with three-pointers for Texas, but Niang scored 4 points and Morris added two, and the score was tied again with 1:09 left. Taylor made a spinning shot with his offhand, the left hand, and with 37 seconds left, but Niang matched it 9 seconds later as the game went off into overtime.
I know everybody's frustrated. I know everybody's going to be down, but we're going to get there. I really believe that. I believe we're close. Every game in this conference is going to be close. If you look at any season, they're all close. They're all possession games, and we're not far off, and we're going to get there.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm as the Cyclones fall to 12-4 overall, and George Niang echoed his coach, saying he's confident that they'll get things turned around.
Slowly but surely, you know, we're gonna make it happen, and you know, we're learning every day about this team, and we're continuing to get better, and I feel like we're just two points away, or you know, two stops away from really turning this thing in the other direction.
And they hope it starts on Saturday on the road at Kansas State. Also, top 25 men's college hoops, probably a major change at the AP college basketball rankings next week as the number one and number three teams both lost. Jayshon Page scored 26 points. Devin Williams had 17 points and 12 rebounds. And number 11 West Virginia knocked off top-ranked Kansas 74-63 last night. Perry Ellis had 21 for Kansas as they fall to 14-2. The Jayhawks committed a season-high 22 turnovers and shot 42% from the field, but were held to their lowest point total of the season. West Virginia's 15-1, their best start since 1982. Number 3 Maryland also lost 70-67 at Michigan. That ended the Terrapins' 10-game win streak. Elsewhere in the top 25, 7th-ranked Xavier made 12 three-pointers in the Musketeers' 84-64 win over DePaul. Chris Dunn hit a fadeaway jumper at the buzzer and scored 16 of his 20 points in the second half as number 12 Providence overcame its worst shooting of the season to beat Creighton 50-48. Also last night, number 13 Virginia ended a 2-game losing skid with a 66-58 win over number 8 Miami. Number 14, Kentucky, an 80-74 winner over Mississippi State. And number 15, Texas A&M, outlasting Florida, 71-68. Former Butler basketball star Andrew Smith has died after a 2-year battle with cancer. He was just 25 years old. The 6'11" Smith played in 2 national championship games for the Bulldogs. He was diagnosed with an aggressive non-Hodgkin's lymphoma late in 2014. His body rejected a bone marrow transplant last November. NFL owners voted to allow the St. Louis Rams to move to a new stadium just outside Los Angeles, and the San Diego Chargers will have an option to share that facility. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the Oakland Raiders, who also wanted to move, were left out of the deal, but could move to L.A. if San Diego doesn't. The move ends the NFL's 21-year absence from the nation's second-largest media market. Now, the compromise: the Chargers and the Raiders wanted to share a new stadium in Carson, California, and the Rams wanted to move to nearby Inglewood, was approved 30-2 after the other option did not get the 24 votes needed for approval. No NFL franchise has moved since the Houston Oilers went to Tennessee in 1997. The Raiders and the Rams both left Los Angeles after the 1994 season. The Rams had been in the L.A. area since 1946. That is our check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.